some policy wins for the environment. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. The United States took many backward steps with respect to the environment over the past year. Elsewhere, there was some progress by governments and other organizations in efforts to protect the natural world, preserve ecosystems, and establish policies to benefit the environment. One area of progress was the expansion and strengthening of marine protected areas. These are parts of seas and oceans that have formal conservation status, which allows ecosystems to recover from previous damage and thrive. 66 countries have ratified the High Seas Treaty that provides a legal framework to establish MPAs in international waters. There is also a 2022 global treaty under which countries have pledged to protect and conserve at least 30% of the world's land and water by 2030. Currently, only 9.6% of the ocean is effectively protected. At present, 17.6% of land is protected globally. Last March, Colombia designated a new kind of territory to protect an uncontacted indigenous group. The designation prohibits all economic development and any forced human contact. In May, the Kyrgyz Republic created a new ecological corridor linking protected areas to form a large connected landscape. With regard to policy, there have been some interesting actions. New Zealand granted a particular mountain area legal personhood, meaning it has the same rights, duties, and protections as individuals. In July, the International Court of Justice issued an advisory opinion stating that governments can be held accountable for their greenhouse gas emissions under international law. Earthwise is a production of WAMC. Find us on social media at WAMC Radio and listen anytime, anywhere, wherever you get your podcasts.